follow us. I don't know what people are on, but we're on Facebook and Instagram and all those things, and Spotify and da da da. Give us a follow. We're putting our album out, so we're gathering an army.
When's it coming out, Sarah?
It's coming out, Sarah. Feels like an interview now. It's good, isn't it? Especially with this. In a few months. As soon as we've pulled our finger out, basically.
I jumped on the bike, sunshiny day, and I'm cycling through the village, and I realise it's record store day. I forgot all about it. Got no money on me, so I pull in anyway just to see what I could have won. And Ian at Vinyl Revival. Ian, say hello. Just
hello, Christian.
Hey. Well, he says,
record store day.
Yeah, yeah. Happy record store day. He says, do you want a free beer? And I'm like, free beer. That's nice. And some free live music. And I'm like, sold. And then the music began, and I was taken away. I felt like I was at a little festival. We're literally in the back garden of Ian's record store, one of the smallest record stores in the UK, and I got to hear for the first time Lost Chimes, who are Gemma.
Hello.
And I'm Nikki. Hello.
Hello, Nikki. So tell me a little bit about yourselves.
Well, we're married. We met at Sheffield University in 2000. Mm-hmm. We both played in some, you know, kind of punk and post-hardcore bands for a few years. I did a bit of folk, did a bit of jazz, and then when we had kids and got married, we thought it's just much easier to be in the same band, and Lost Chimes was born. And I guess we started writing songs. We had a trip to Galway in Ireland. We started writing from there, and then in earnest we thought we better put a record out, because we've put a lot of stuff out over the years between us, and we really enjoy it. A lot of people say it's kind of dream poppy, indie folky. I suppose we're keen to, with our second album, we put the first album out in 2021 with a lovely guy, a friend of ours, a late John Hannon from Liberé, who's in an amazing kind of hardcore band called Understand in Leon C in Essex in the 90s.
Yeah, in the
90s. We bring together, you know, a myriad of influences, but we want to tell stories with the music. We like bringing people together. And I hope that we're going for a long time. We want to be more kind of to write more songs in a quicker period of time, because it's taken us a couple of years, but I think post lockdown that's just the way it's been. We really enjoy it, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah, it's great. It's just really lovely to be able to play with your loved one, and, you know, have a really nice kind of band together. And, you know, we're really fortunate, really, to be able to do this. It gets us out and keeps us, you know, it's very, really good fun. Yeah.
And for the music nerds, well, first of all, I really picked up the story. I really picked up the elements of stories in everything that you were doing. And one of the things that took me away, not just the dream pop's interesting genre there, because I was thinking, this is like folk, but not folk. It's like folk's jumped in the TARDIS, gone and learnt some stuff from other cultures and times, and then come back and like amalgamated a bit of it together.
Yes. Oh wow, cool.
When it comes to if the nerdy side of things, can't help but notice the Roland keyboard. the Axe Edge or the AX Edge?
Yes. Yeah. The Roland Axe Edge.
Yes. Some great sounds from that.
It's pretty cool, isn't it? Yeah, and it can do all kinds of stuff. I literally probably use 10 of the sounds.
Yeah.
But for the warmth and the feeling that it gives and the atmosphere, we really love that.
Yeah, it's important.
Really complimented by your guitar, may I say,
and you
play a lot of different kind of styles in one.
I mean, we've never really, you know, traditionally we weren't kind of a folk. We didn't really think ourselves as a folk band, but then we sort of came to realise that folk is, it's not just a music, it's a genre, you know, everything is folk, really. It's storytelling, and so, you know, there was no prescriptive style to the way that we played, or we weren't copying anything. We just kind of used our influences from all different genres of music and brought them together to kind of create the sound that we've got, but it wasn't intentional. So I guess in that sense, you know, it perhaps does sound a bit different, maybe.
Got many gigs planned open for festivals, should anybody be listening to this?
Hell yes. Yeah. We're doing a really lovely one at 40 Hall on the 22nd of July. Mm-hmm. It's called Livestock. It's a big one. And it's sort of near where we live as well, so it's great because a lot of our mates can come. Mm-hmm. And sort of building an audience over the last few years has been really fun, and it's really nice to get asked to do gigs now rather than asking other people for them.
Yeah.
So that's cool. But yeah, no, we'd love to do more festivals. We want to get on some of the big stages, so if anybody has connections to the big name festivals, give us a shout, because we'd absolutely bite your hand off.
And like we say, so we've got the next record coming out towards the back end of this year. We're just in the middle of recording it at the moment. So yeah, with a bit of, you know, we want to push that as well and, you know, try and play some of the new songs.
What's the record that's out at the moment called?
So the first album that we did, it's just self-titled. It's called Lost Chimes, and we did, there's 9 tracks on that. So we put it onto vinyl. This online on all the usual kind of music channels, Spotify, etc.
Yeah.
Have you got a name for the next one?
Cover on.
Oh, it's got the Joy Division cover on. Yes. Nice. That was beautifully done.
Thank you. Yes. It's by far the most listened to track on the album. You know, when we look at our stats and everything at the back end.
How's you not breaking to tears when you're singing it?
It is hard, actually. I have to really channel
sometimes
it. I think about
on
all
the
kinds
day,
of...
doesn't it? Sometimes it can be quite
a lot of people
experience.
Say that they cry at our gigs, which I take as a huge compliment.
Not in a bad way, yeah.
Yeah.
Tears of niceness.
Yeah, of connection. I think it's about connection, isn't it? Surely if you're going to do music, you need to connect with somebody's heart and their soul, and that means a lot to us. And this guy who we're making our second album with is really exciting. His name's Jerry Diver. And his wife is BBC Two Folk Award winner Lisa Knapp, who is amazing. And he's an artist in his own right. He put out an album in 2012 called The Speech Project, which is beautiful. And basically there's a lot of spoken word of Irish people. He's Irish descent, he's a Manx, but his parents and everything are Irish. And so you get these beautiful spoken word kind of bits of dialogue. And then what he does, he listens for the musicality in that quote, and then builds a track around it, and it goes off in all kinds of directions, and it's insane. He plays about 20 different instruments, so
definitely a very talented guy.
We've had a few chats with him and a couple of meetings, and so we're going to start recording with him in his studio in South London next month.
Hopefully, yeah.
But he's just done some work with John Cooper Clark and Graham Moxon from
Coxon.
Blur.
Yeah.
And Tom Robinson, he did his album for you.
Just up the road here, Tom Robinson.
Is he?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
No. Oh, my
goodness.
Isn't
he Cambridge?
I'm thinking of
BBC's Radio 6.
Yeah, he might be. Yeah. Well, he played some of our other tracks. We have another band called Hunt Us, and it's us and a couple of mates from bands over the last 30 years sort of thing. And Tom very kindly played a couple of our singles. We put like an EP out of Hunt Us songs a few years ago, just before the Lost Chimes stuff. And I guess it's kind of folk rock, kind of post rock,
a bit heavier maybe in places, but it's kind of melodic and got some.
Yeah, we had a bit of kind of people were like, psychedelic, a bit proggy, a bit Sandy Denny.
I'm looking for that now. We haven't got any spare copies left.
They're all online actually as well, so we can.
Oh, I like
direct
the vinyl as well though.
Okay,
if I'm going to invest, it has to be kind of because I was brought up on psych and prog rock.
Fair enough. Nice. Oh right.
Okay.
Oh well. Okay.
I think you'll like it.
The thing is, we're trying to get those released. Actually, we've got all the masters off. So our John, who passed away, he recorded our last album as Lost Chimes, but he also recorded all the Hunt Us music as well. And we've got all the masters, so we might try and put a vinyl out.
Yeah, we'll send it to you. And we love vinyl. We absolutely adore it. And it was very important for the Lost Chimes album. And you know, it's a bit of an effort to make it, and obviously financially, but well worth it. And the people who bought it just love it, and we get little messages now and again saying, "I'm just sitting here, having a glass of red, listening to your album. It's so can't get over it."
Goosebumps just thinking about it, because when it comes to the art form itself, having it in a physical object, it's a lot less ethereal, it's a lot more tactile, and there's a lot to be said for that.
Definitely. We're very excited. I mean, we both have full-time jobs, but really our goal would be to spend less time working and do more music, because life is short, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for your time. Look out for the next album and check out the previous stuff. And if you're listening to this audio online, which is probably, unless you find it on a random cassette in the woods, then you're not far away from the links where you can find out more about Lost Chimes yourself. Thank you very much, Gemma. Thank you very much, Nick.
Thank you very much.
Documentally.